This is KUT. You probably see some graffiti on your commute. Most of it probably looks meaningless, but there are a few that stick out. One of them, more of a mural really, caught the attention of someone who asked about it for our AT Explained series. KUT's Matt Largy has the story.
We're in a very odd location.
This is Lynette Oliver.
Under the Amtrak bridge that goes over Lamar, just south of where 5th Street crosses Lamar.
She's always wondered about something down here. You've probably seen it too.
The monument, for want of a better word, is painted on one of the pillars holding up the underpass.
You probably passed it if you've ever driven this stretch of Lamar.
And it says, "Fair Sailing Tall Boy." And then there's a big heart with these really sweet-looking little ivy leaves kind of going over the heart and tying the whole thing together.
Under the heart, it says Ivan Garth Johnson, not forgotten, 1971 to 1989.
And it says, "Don't drink and drive. You might kill someone's kid."
Lynette doesn't know Ivan Garth Johnson. She doesn't know anything about him. But if you're like her and me, you can't help but wonder, what's the story behind this memorial?
Yeah, the thing I find really powerful about it, it's this person, whoever did this, I don't know, mom, dad, sister, that's immortalizing this kid's life. And it's a life that had really just begun.
She asked us to investigate as part of our AT Explained project.
Yeah, so I asked the question because it's always been a question for me, and I had no idea that other people were so curious as well. And I'm glad, because Matt's going to find the answer.
We hope.
There's not a lot to go on from the memorial itself. No one signed it, and 1989, when Ivan apparently died, was a long time ago, especially in Austin. But with some Googling, I tracked down Ivan's story. And fair warning, it's hard to hear.
This is Ivan shortly before he was killed.
Bruce David Johnson wipes the dust off a photo of Ivan that sits on his bookshelf. Bruce David is Ivan's dad. His beard, now white, hangs over the front of his overalls.
Ivan was born in 1971, November 8th, 1971.
I was 18 years old, so that was pretty young. I don't recommend it. Still, I don't regret it either.
That's Mary Boyd, Ivan's mother. Mary and Bruce David didn't stay together after Ivan was born.
I was too young.
I interviewed them separately.
Ivan was with his mom mostly, but with me a lot during all that time. And I would take him for weekends, like I would take him to a movie every Saturday afternoon.
Ivan was born with something called Marfan syndrome.
It makes him long and skinny, little body fat.
And gave him these long fingers.
It's called arachnodactyly, which means spider fingers. And so he was kind of Spider-Man, and he could climb over all kinds of stuff. And he was a very clever child, and really, everybody loved him.
Ivan was homeschooled for a while, went back to public school for high school, Austin High. But Mary says he didn't seem to look too far into the future.
It seemed like he really didn't have any idea what he was going to do, you know, as an adult. This friend of mine said before, like, in the weeks before he died, she saw Ivan, she was talking with him, he's starting to get a little mustache, you know, because he's 17, and she says, "You're getting a little mustache," and she goes, "What, huh? No, I'm not growing up." I'm like, "No." And she said she thought maybe the reason that he didn't have any clue what he was going to do is some part of him knew he wasn't going to grow up. He wasn't going to be an adult.
It was a Monday, July 17th, 1989. Ivan was 17 years old. His car had broken down.
So Bruce David had picked Ivan up and towed his car back to his house.
I was driving north on Lamar, having just crossed over the river.
The drunk driver,
25-year-old sophomore in anthropology.
Apparently, he and his buddy were drinking beer in Zilker Park.
Then he sped up Lamar,
swerving around slower vehicles.
As he was weaving, he hit the
passenger rear of my car.
Put a spin on it.
Caused my car to swerve sideways.
And drove it into that column that holds up the railroad bridge.
Ivan was in the passenger seat. He was belting in, but the side collision, the belt didn't help him.
His head hit that column. He was killed instantly.
Mary, of course, didn't know any of this yet, and Bruce David was in a coma. That night, Mary was getting worried when she hadn't heard from Ivan. She called Bruce David's house. Someone there told her to call the hospital. So she called the emergency room.
And I said, "This is Mary Boyd. My son is Ivan Johnson. He's been in an accident. I need to know how he is." And he put me on hold. And the next thing is I hear is chapel.
Bruce David's wife, Ivan's stepmom, was there. The chaplain handed her the phone.
I said, "Dottie, how is Ivan?" And she said, "He didn't make it, Mary." I said, "He's dead?" She said, "I'm sorry." And I just screamed, "No." Like, it just ripped out of me at the top of my lungs. If you have children, you know, you have a normal parent's fear about you could lose your child, and you can't believe it, and every time it occurs to you that it could happen, you know, you just say no, and you think about how much it would hurt. When it happens to you, it is so way beyond that. It's orders of magnitude beyond what you ever imagined. I mean, it's the Pacific Ocean of pain. That's what I felt like at the time.
Mary says a kind of insanity set in after Ivan's death. It changed her. She couldn't worry about all the little stuff most of us agonize over. The grief, she says, was written on her face. It was November, right around what would have been Ivan's 18th birthday, that she started to think about a memorial.
But I'm not a Christian, and he wasn't, and so I didn't really think a cross was appropriate. And so I was thinking about what should I do, and this friend suggested a heart with ivy leaves, because ivy was one of his nicknames.
She knew right where to put it, under the train bridge, the place where Ivan died.
Before I did that, there was a piece of graffiti on there, and it was the number 4 in the circle with a slash through it, which I interpreted to say, "For nothing," and I couldn't have that. And one of the big things people who have children that die worry about is that their children will be forgotten, or their death was for nothing. So I had to change that. That couldn't stand. And so I thought, okay, and I made a stencil. And I got my best friend to come with me to go do it. And I said, okay, it might look like we're doing graffiti, so somebody might want to stop us. So you're here to run interference while I get this done.
So they head out to the bridge.
Put up this first stencil and did all the red, and I was like, crying, and I'm like, "Is this red enough?" And she goes, "Yeah, that's very red, you know." And so I pulled that one down, and I put the next one up, and then that park police woman pulls up.
Her friend tries to distract the officer.
Then she comes over to me and says, "You have to stop that now." I'm like, "Okay." I pulled it off. It's done.
Mary and her friend actually end up getting arrested, but the memorial is finished.
And the words on it, "Fair sailing, tall boy." Fair sailing is from an old Austin Jug Band song. About Amelia Earhart. Fair sailing to you, Amelia Earhart. Fair sailing, First Lady of the Air. And Ivan wanted to fly. He wanted to fly ultralights. He never did.
Well, a ship out o'er the ocean, just a speck against the sky. Amelia Earhart flying sad that day.
And "Don't Drink and Drive, You Might Kill Someone's Kid." Where did that come from?
Oh, from my heart. You know, it's like, wake up. You know, this is for real. You could kill someone's kid. And a part of it was also about that his life can't be meaningless. And I don't want him to be forgotten. And this is the meaning of his death. He was killed by a drunk driver. People need to learn from that. That's important.
Every year, Bruce David makes a heart out of cedar with the number of years since Ivan's death and sets it at the base of the pillar. This year's will be number 27. The memorial has been defaced a few times over the years. Mary fixed it once back in the 90s.
I actually even added another word, "not forgotten," in there, which I hadn't in the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I improved it.
And then a couple of years ago, somebody came along and painted over the bottom part of it again. Mary was meaning to fix it. But then...
one day, somebody calls me up and says that somebody had put it back up.
Somebody else had?
Yes.
Stephanie.
It was Stephanie. That's right.
I'd driven past it so many times, like almost every morning for, you know, over a decade. And it just seems... like really raw.
This is Stephanie Scott. I met her by Ivan's memorial.
And I was just so angry that someone would deface that, you know, to like cover up someone's emotional pain like that. And that had been such a part of Austin, you know, that had been there since 1989.
Stephanie recruited her friend, Amberlee Worley, to restore the memorial.
I just got some acrylic paint and I came with Stephanie and she watched me to make sure I wouldn't get put in jail.
Cops might show up.
And I just had the reference photos from before it was vandalized, and I tried to make it look exactly, or as close to exact as I could.
So I'm glad that we could kind of take on that burden for her.
I imagine it's hard to hold on to something like that for so long. You know, it's been, what, 20,
it was 25 years when we did it. So, yeah, I can't even imagine.
Your child is wanting, you want to distance yourself, I'm assuming, after many years. But it's not just Ivan now. It's so many other people who have lost kids, and it's a reminder for all of those other people in addition to Ivan. It's like, I feel like lots of people are looking at it not as just one person, but as all their children that have been killed by drunk driving.
For her part, Mary's happy that other people, people she doesn't even know, are looking out for Ivan's memory too.
It kind of makes me feel like it belongs to Austin now. It's not just mommy. It's not just Ivan's memorial. It belongs to Austin.
Ivan Garth Johnson would have turned 45 this November. Matt Largie, KUT News.